Eretz Yisrael has a certain sanctity that the rest of the world does not have. And as Chazal tells us, the Gemara tells us, that when Yahushua entered Eretz Yisrael, even before Yahushua, we had Avraham, the Avos, it was the Makam, we are of our Avos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to go to. But from a halachic point of view, when Yahushua entered the land of Israel, so it says 7 years, it was the Sheva Shekavshu, the Sheva Shechuk, the 7 years they conquered the land, and the next 7 years they divided the land. And it wasn't until year 15 that the laws, the mitzvahs, hatulias ba'aretz began. But there was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and that was the whole discussion in the Gemara, where the Kedusha Rishona, the original Kedusha of Yahushua, is Geshaitz, is only as long as they still have control of the land of Israel. Oh, is it La'asid Labo? So when Yahushua left, when they got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, so that was the debate whether the Kedusha remained. And then as well, when Ezra took over, when Ezra brought the Jewish people back, that was a discussion about Kedusha Shniyah. So that's also a discussion, Kedusha La'asid Labo, difference between Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shniyah. That has to do with Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. But there's another Kedusha. Nothing to do with it, but it could be a different Kedusha of Kedushas HaMikdash. The sanctity of the Makam HaMikdash. So the Shaila is that there's no structure anymore, there's no base HaMikdash. What is the status? Does it retain its full-fledged status? Of course, it's the Makam HaMikdash. It's a holy spot no matter what. But in terms of different levels of halachic significance and Kedusha, as we'll see some practical difference in a minute, does the sanctity of the temple remain the same, even though the wall, even though, is it the place itself that gives it its Kedusha, or it's only when it has a structure? So if it doesn't have a structure, so maybe it's on a lower level of Kedusha. So the Rambam writes that even though the Kedushas HaMikdash, even though the base HaMikdash is destroyed, but it's not the structure that gives it, it's Hashchina Eina Betela. The divine presence still rested. You can knock down the building, but you can't take away the divine presence. There is a middle state where some, I think it's the Chinuch people, right, when we say, because it says you can bring Karbanos, even though there's no base HaMikdash. So some want to learn that Makriven is only optional. When the base of Mikdash is up, the structure, so then you're obligated to bring. But when there is no structure, so then perhaps it's only an optional mitzvah. Be it as it's made, the Rambam writes that a Shechina in a Betela, and therefore the Kedusha remains, and that's why the Rambam writes is still a prohibition of Shechut Eichutz. The halacha is, the only place you're allowed to bring a carbon is in the Makam HaMikdash. Unless, of course, there is no Beis HaMikdash, then there's a kind of a bama, bringing a carbon in your backyard. So therefore they point out that the Kedushas HaMikdash, so the Rambam still holds, even today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's a prohibition of bringing carbonas outside the Beis HaMikdash, so it shows the Kedusha remains. And the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. It's a discussion, how much does the Ravid disagree with? Because he writes the Rambam, the Ravid, HaNichnas Ata Eino Chayev Kares, that if you enter the Makam HaMikdash now, it doesn't have the same Isser Kares. So it's a debate within the Ravid, where the Ravid is saying, it's Heter Gamor, it's nothing wrong at all to go into the Makam HaMikdash, or no, it's still a very severe sin, except you just not Chayev Kari for it. So, again, to the different halachic nafkami is, one is whether you're Makriv and Afabishay and Labayis, because I bring a Karban even though there's no walls. So according to the Rambam, in theory, yes, you have to work out a lot of technical details of Tuma, Big Day Kahuna, but in theory, one can bring a carbon. That's the famous Rav Chaim by Sfiras Omer. How could the Rambam hold that Sfiras Omer is linked to carbonos? because he puts it in Hilchos Tumidim and Musafim, at the same time say it's Daraisa, because he says, because on the first night, when you, they always counted Tefillah at night, Tumimas, and they brought the Karban in the Omer, Karban Omer in the morning. So what it was, you counted Tefillah with the plan of bringing the Karban the next day. So Rav Chaim says that's what's happening. You count Tefillah, you plan on bringing the Karban, except technicalities prevent you from bringing the Karban. So therefore really, but there is Kedushas HaMikdash, and therefore you could say it's linked to Karbanos, and in theory one can bring Karbanos. So either way, that would be a nafka, meaning whether you can bring Karbanos or not, does the place have Kedusha? And as well, can you walk on the Makam HaMikdash? If it has Kedusha Makam, you can. If it doesn't, then you can. So in fact, the Meiri writes, during his time, the Minigwes people used to walk on the Makam HaMikdash. The Magen Aram says it's not, we go with the Rambam. Again, so even within walking on the Makam HaMikdash, that's why today people go on, there are tours, not everyone agrees to going up there, but there are parts where halachically, in theory, you could go up to. The question is whether you want to, whether the concern is people might go further and they may not be dressed appropriately or whatever the case may be. Maybe they didn't go to the mikvah. There are other tangential issues, but the minig, for most of them, they don't go up, but there are those who, there are some religious people who do go up, but they're careful to go into certain places. And also you want to show, from a national point of view, that look, it's our place, and it's not that we don't care about it. Either way, whatever the case may be, that's the discussion, whether the Beis HaMikdash today has Kedushas HaMakom or not. So you have the Rambam, it definitely does. According to the Ravid, you have, it doesn't, or maybe it does have it, you just not Chayiv Kares, like the Rambam argues by Tumas Kohanim, there's no Makas, but maybe he doesn't think a Kohen could go in the Tami Lameis either. And we have the discussion whether Makravim Avivayis, is that a mandatory thing or an optional thing? But the Ravid, so why would the Ravid say that it doesn't have, assuming it doesn't either, doesn't have the makam, it doesn't have the kedusha at all, it doesn't have the same level of sanctity. So some point out, the Ravid writes, the Ravid was a makubal, he was into Kabbalah, and he writes, Nigla li, how do I know? God told me. I got Ruach HaKodesh. However, Rav Kook and others say, no, that's not the pshat. It's Nigla lo, it should be. Not Nigla to me, it was Nigla to Yoshua, to Ezra, whoever it might have been Nigla to, that since it was only going to be built for a temporary amount of time, it was only going to stay up, so therefore it was understood there was only a Kedusha Lizman. There was only a Kedusha for a set period of time. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was built in, the Kedusha would also come full of. So that's the Rambam Shita, the Kedusha remains, Hashchina and Abateila. There's a Shita Satosis, who also agrees with Manazah that it has the Kedusha. But now, the Rambam Svara is Hashchina and Abateila. According to Tosis, the Xeris Akasuv, there's a lack of Bate Arichoma. So there's a discussion when the walls are no longer there, does this din of Arichoma apply? So the Tosis writes, yes. So he says, it's a Xeris Akasuv that the Kedusha, perhaps the Kedushas HaMikdash remains. As opposed to the Rambam also agrees to that, but he says because Hashchina ain't a Betela, so that's the whole discussion, not only by Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is a different discussion, whether Kedusha Rishon or Kedusha Shnia, but we have this discussion by Kedushas HaMikdash, whether even though it's clear the structure is no longer there, Makriv and Abri Shemuel Bayis, how much of a Kedusha does it retain its original Kedusha? Or perhaps because there's no structure, maybe it has a lower level of Kedusha. And the differences could be whether one can walk on top of the Temple Mount, different parts, as well as, in theory, whether one could bring a Karban, because the only time you're allowed to bring a Karban in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Makam HaMikdash, as if there's Kedusha.